This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be asking the question, or answering the question, is your relationship toxic? How to tell if you're in a toxic relationship with a narcissistic person. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back. Yes. So this is a question I get a lot of times, y'all. How do I know I'm with a narcissist? How do I know if I'm in a toxic relationship? So we're going to leave the word narcissist at home today. We don't need it. You don't need to be with a narcissist to be in a toxic relationship. Let me say that again for the people in the back. You do not have to be with a narcissist in order to be in a toxic relationship. People that are not narcissistic can also have you hemmed up within a toxic relationship dynamic. It happens all the time. This is one of those things that happens quite a bit when you're dealing with narcissists, when overall when you're living your life. So how do I, Lee, how do I tell if I'm in a toxic relationship? The first telltale sign of if you are in a toxic relationship or not, is how do you feel? Yo, this is when you have to start listening to yourself, kind of talking to yourself, giving yourself feedback and listening to that feedback at the same time. Not just giving yourself feedback, but also listening to your own internal feedback. Listening to how you actually feel about certain situations, how you feel about this relationship in general, how you feel about this person in general. How are you feeling? How do you really feel about this relationship? Do you wake up with 100% confidence that you are in a happy, healthy relationship? Or is every day like you don't know what you're going to get? Like every day you wake up, you get into this relationship, you deal with this person. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know who you're going to be dealing with. You don't know the exact situation you're going to be running into with this person. Because this happens a lot right here, y'all. It really, really does. You know? And that's why I tell people, this is going to happen. It's going to happen so much when you're in a toxic relationship dynamic. You're going to be questioning who you are dealing with. You're going to always be questioning how you feel. You're going to be overanalyzing how you feel. Am I making the right decision? Am I really in the wrong here? Is this really what's going on? You can be gaslit to the highest of heavens, the lowest of hells. You know, you're always going to feel weird being in this relationship space. This is one of those things that's going to continue to consistently happen. You're going to feel a certain type of way. You're going to be asking yourself certain questions all the time about this relationship. You're going to be questioning the status of your relationship. You're going to be questioning, is your partner happy? Are you really happy? Like, listen to yourself. Like I said, that's what I say. You have to do that internal, you have to do that internal check. It's like, matter of fact, it's like you are a car and your internal check engine light is on. You have to check the systems of this relationship. Make sure the oil is good. You know what I mean? The oil is the love. Your heart is the engine. You know? Make sure that everything is going to go. Like, check in with yourself. How do you feel? You know? How do you feel? Another telltale sign that you might be in a toxic relationship is, how is your partner treating you? How is your partner treating you? Are they treating you like they love you? Do you feel loved? Are they treating you like they love you? I mean, no relationship is perfect. We all understand that, right? Every relationship is going to have arguments, going to have disagreements and whatnot. You know, but are you, like I said, how are they really treating you? And be honest. Be honest. And sometimes the best way you can be honest with yourself in this situation is to kind of take a look outside your relationship and compare your relationship to a relationship that you consider healthy. If somebody was treating you the way your partner is treating you, if somebody was treating you the same way that your partner is currently treating you, would you think that, if you were treating somebody else the same way your partner is treating you, would you feel like you loved and cared about that person? Sorry, I got it mixed up. If you were treating someone else the same way that you're being treated, would you think that you were in a happy, healthy relationship? You know, how are they treating you? Get real and raw. Get honest with yourself. Be honest. Be open and honest with yourself. Keep it moving forward in these situations. You have to, because if you don't, that's what happens. You know, you have to be open and honest with yourself. Be real and raw. Write this down. I'm not telling you that you have to share this with somebody else, but write this type of stuff down. Write down how you really feel about this relationship, and write down how your partner is treating you. I know, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you a red flag that some people don't talk about right here. It's gonna sound bad. It's gonna sound really unique. It's gonna sound weird. Matter of fact, it's a red flag. So some people, it's not gonna be a red flag, but this could be a telltale sign that you might be in a toxic relationship too. You never ever argue. Made you think, didn't it? You never argue, but you don't feel right. You don't feel happy all the time. You never argue. You never disagree. You know, Lee, how in the hell? So, okay, Lee, you lost me there. How in the hell is that a red flag? Lee, you got to explain yourself. You can't just say that and not explain yourself. You got to explain yourself. The best way that I can explain it is that, like, the reason every couple is going to have an argument or disagreement about something, y'all. That's just the way it goes. So if you're not arguing, is it because Is someone in a relationship not really speaking their mind? Is someone letting things go? Is someone letting things get past them? You don't want to stir the pot. You don't want to mess up the streak of not arguing, not fussing, not fighting. But you disagree with something, but you're like, I don't want to argue about it. Even if it's something bad, I want to bring it up because we'll end up in a fight. You're not arguing. To me, that's a red flag of a toxic relationship sometimes, because you're not arguing, because I feel like somebody in their relationship is being stifled. Not everybody, but somebody in their relationship is being stifled in some way, shape, or form. That's the way it goes right there. You know, that's why I just tell people that's part of the dynamic. That's part of the space that so many people fall into right there. Truly, somebody is being stifled. Because you're not arguing, you're not fussing, you're not fighting. You know? Check in. Are you in a toxic relationship? And sometimes, you can ask other people. Like, you know, I said, this is not me telling you to just spread your business everywhere. But ask other people. Do you think you're related? You know, what people think? You know, say, I'm not telling you have to take everybody's advice, but if you feel like somebody is really trying to literally help you out and be there for you, you might want to listen to them. You know? You might want to take their advice. Like somebody telling you, like, yeah, we didn't want to say anything because you seem so happy. If that's somebody's response to your question, like, we didn't want to bring it up because you seem so happy, but y'all, it just seemed like you're in a toxic relationship. It seemed like you're being emotionally abused. You know? Just in this space right here. Are you in a toxic relationship? You know? Is your partner gaslighting you? Because gaslighting is a sign of toxicity. It doesn't always mean that it's a toxic relationship, but being gaslit and always questioning your reality could be a sign of you being in an emotionally abusive toxic relationship. I know, but everybody, some people, yeah, and then the crazy thing about it is, some people don't believe in emotional abuse. They just think physical abuse is the only type of abuse that's valid. You know, people are just like, well, I didn't get hit, so my relationship isn't toxic. You know, my partner just yells and screams at me and throws things in my direction, but I didn't get hit, so my relationship isn't toxic. You know? Ask yourself this. This is another question you could ask yourself about, are you in a toxic relationship? If you have kids with this person, would you want your child dating someone that's like your partner? Would you want your child, your kid, dating someone like your, exactly like your partner? Would you want someone treating your child the same way that your partner treats you? It's a good question, isn't it? And this is not me just trying to say, oh, well, I have a son, and I think his dad might be a toxic person or whatever. No, treating the behaviors. The gender is irrelevant here. Would you want somebody being treated the way that you're being treated? Would you want your kid being treated the exact same way you're being treated? You know? Are your needs being met? Y'all ask yourself these questions. Not only are your physical needs being met, are your emotional needs being met in this situation? What about your emotional needs? I know everybody just worries about the physical. Everybody hops onto the physical. Well, I'm physically okay. I got my emotionally. Where do you stand emotionally? Where do you truly stand emotionally within this space right here? Because that's super important, y'all. That is extremely important. You know? And this is a question you're asking right here, y'all. I'm going to be my last one. I know we're rattling off questions. Would you wish your relationship on someone else? The relationship that you're in right now, would you wish it on anyone else? Are you just happy enough in your relationship? Like, I wish everybody had a relationship just like mine. Or are you questioning it? Are you just like, you know what? I don't think so. You know, that's an answer to so many questions right there. You know what? I don't think so. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. Because sometimes there's the truth right there, y'all. So listen to yourself. Are you, like I said, is this something that you really, really want to do in this space right here? You know, just ask yourself these questions right here. Answer these questions to yourself and be safe, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to my newsletter. My first course video series is coming out here pretty soon. I'm super thankful for every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.